G'day, this is Big Brady Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Dean Brady of the Millennials.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
How many of you guys have heard the term kayfabe?
Blue Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome, everyone, to the longest-running Australian wrestling podcast, WRA. I'm your host, Todd Eastman. I hope you all enjoyed local pro wrestling this past weekend. I know this might sound a little bit different because your old mate, Toddy, is working his ass off at the moment, at actual work, real work, and in between doing 12-hour shifts and that, doesn't leave a lot of time to sit down and actually record stuff. So here I am in the lunchroom of my work, dedicated as ever to bring you guys this episode of WRA. And this past weekend, I was at Pro Wrestling League for their debut show, and amazing show. And big hats off to the guys, Jesse and Mitch, who we had on a couple of weeks ago and talked about the start of Pro Wrestling League. And they really did do it right. Everything from production, looking after the guys backstage, the venue was beautiful, the entrances were great, the matches more than lived up to the setting it was put in. Not a bad match on the card, and hopefully the boys will have that out really soon on YouTube. I believe they're going to be doing this first show, and if they do, check it out. Especially the matches with Tim Cade and Robbie Eagles, Xander Sullivan and Mick Moretti, and also the ladder match finale was wow. It was unbelievable. I cannot wait to see what they do for the next show in February, and be holding my breath to see what's going on, see if I actually get a spot on there. It's going to be a tough road to get a spot on those shows, I reckon, up here in Queensland. My guest this week is not only I will call him the spearhead, maybe, of the whole You're Going to Notice Us and Now We Conquer campaign, and also the first ever Pro Wrestling League champion, Mick Moretti. We sat down for a quick chat because time was tight on the night, and that rhymes, pretty cool. Time was tight on the night, and but we did cover off a lot of subjects, especially being his new YouTube show. Go and check it out, Scheme Dream. It is awesome. I'm going to put episodes up on the WRA page after this episode is posted, so you guys can find it and you can enjoy it, because it really is, really, really is some funny stuff. So, all further ado, here it is, Mick Moretti on WRA.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of
the I am joined tonight by the first ever Pro Wrestling League champion.
First ever, baby.
Mick Moretti, how are you, mate? How are you feeling?
I'm good, you know, considering. I'm a little weak, a little sore, but that's sore. To be expected when you wrestle twice, one of which is a ladder match. But, you know, given the circumstances, I've got an extra belt that'll help try and hold up my pants.
That's right. And you have a lot of pants, so...
I have a lot of pants.
So, you faced Xander Sullivan tonight.
Yeah, I did.
Young Queensland boy up here. How was he?
He was great. He did really well. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. He brought a lot of great ideas into what we did. You could see the passion that he was bringing into it, and he seemed to really get what I do with my shtick.
Yeah,
and he wanted to play with that.
I know he'd been watching a lot of your stuff.
Yeah, just to make sure. he was really into it, and he was super excited. And it was a pleasure to work with, man. Like, you just, when you get those newer guys that just that bring that energy, it's always really great to bounce off and work with them, and then be able to provide whatever kind of platform you can for them to keep.
Yeah,
you know.
And it also sucks with, like, I think Bonza said ages ago that you should have certain things that you do so you can say, this is what I do.
Yeah.
What do you, where would you like to put it, or yeah, stuff like yeah, that? Yeah, yeah. Instead of that sort of stuff. So he was like that.
Was yeah, man. He was like, you do this thing, and I thought we could, you know, do this and that and this and that. So he came with a very selfless attitude, which is a great thing to bring to a match. Like, if you're familiar with what other people do, and you can bring opportunities to, like, create scenarios based off what they do.
Yep.
It makes them feel appreciated, and it makes work easier for them to then be able to put it together, and then makes them want to work with you more.
Mm.
You know, and then the match is gonna mesh a lot better than it would if you came in, you know, blind. Mm. And that means it's gonna look better for the people that are seeing it.
Yeah. How did you feel with the crowd up here?
It was good, man.
It's different crowds, aren't they?
It is different. Like, every crowd's different. Like, even in Sydney, from one spot to the other, you get a different crowd. But the crowd here was really into what was going on. They looked like they had a really good time. You know, I just hope that we keep seeing it build and build and build and build.
Mm.
It's good. What the guys are trying to do here, I think, is really good, super exciting.
Yeah, I was super impressed with the way they ran.
Yeah, yeah, everything they've done so far has impressed me.
I got my own studio here.
Right?
Unbelievable.
This was my warm-up room because it's not air-conditioned to the crap house.
I know.
That room is freezing. My nipples were hurting people.
I have never been in a wrestling hall or a show where I've literally been cold.
Yeah.
Because normally it's like 5,000, especially up here. It's 5,000
yeah,
degrees. So normally I don't wear a shirt and a tie because I'm like, I will sweat through this. We're sitting during the meeting.
Yep.
I looked at Jake and went, I can wear a shirt and tie. I'll be fine.
The AC is on fire. But in this room, it's a bit more warm, so I came in to warm up. You got the privacy, a few little setup. What more do you want?
Yeah. Well, you had more time to warm up than poor Robbie.
I did. I love watching our first match Robbie stress out. It's always good.
I still love the... How long we got? So you still got the other guy's entrance before yours. Bet you they play mine first. No, they won't. Music hit. All I hear is just, I knew it!
Look at the run sheet, Robbie.
Not too long ago, came back from Chikara.
I did.
For the King of Trios.
Yes, it was.
How was that? That was like a 3-day...
It was 3 days, yeah. It's a 3-day tournament.
So how's that going back-to-back-to-back like that?
It's good. Like, I wish I could do that more regularly. You've just got to, prepare and...
Same venue's got to be good, though, so you don't have to travel.
Like, the travel's easy, the preparation is easy. We're in this wrestling thing because we want to make something of it.
Which means
the more we can do it, the better. You've just got to look after yourself. Warm up properly, cool down properly. Don't do anything stupid.
I'm out of matches.
Yeah, right. But no, that was really great. Like, the whole vibe there was fantastic. It was really cool meeting people who'd come from, all around abouts to come in to be a part of Trios. Trios being the sort of, pretty well-known tournament that it is. It was super exciting just to be there.
Yeah.
Then
to get told that you're going or progressing that far into the
tournament. To get to the finals, man. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
That was unreal. Can't wait to go back. Hopefully we get included next year in some shape or form.
Yeah. Well, I remember saying to Robbie the last time we talked on here that your character and your gimmick is tailor-made
for it's that fair. It's very Chikara, isn't it?
It's very, like, it's tailor-made for that
fair. I remember the very first time I went there last year and I rocked up and I did a few training sessions and I was like, oh, yeah, you're a pretty good man, this and then we did promos. For leading into the match, I was like, alright, well, this is my first promo. I did in front of this flashback screen, and like half the people are there. And I did the promo, and I was like, you're gonna fit in just fine! So I was like, okay, cool, yeah, no worries.
Is that when you filmed the Elliot Sexton thing? When you went over there for that?
Most recent trip.
Yeah.
After Trios, I hung out in America for another few weeks just to try and get myself some extra bookings and do some more networking and training with Chikara a bit more. And while I was there, I decided to go down to Orlando to visit Elliot and re-up because I was like, hey, why not check in? I saw Shane and Nick as well.
Yeah.
Quick hello with all of them. And then, hung out with Elliot.
He's like, I've got an idea.
Yep. He was like, I told him, I've been telling him.
You look like me.
I was like, when are you bringing me in on an episode? I need to get in on this. And like so many times when he'd been out, he was like, hey, can you film for me? So I was like, oh, so I'm the cameraman now, am I?
That's...
Is that who I am to you?
Do you want
to
be in one?
He's like, I'm sorry, I love you. So it was really exciting when he told me his idea. I was like, yes, I've got an entire episode dedicated to me.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I was super excited to see him try and emulate me, which was like, the amount of outtakes we had was just fantastic. and then like just watching him throughout the day so I could try and emulate him. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, like I told you before, you, that walk, you nailed his walk completely.
Chest out, arms out, march.
Yeah.
The Elliot Sexton
walk. Yeah, it was. I literally, my wife came in, what are you laughing at? And I was like, Rwanda, I said, do you remember Elliot? She's like, yeah. Said, look at this impersonation. She goes, oh my God, that's dead on. I was like, I know.
Yes.
But that was like, it's almost like the perfect way to like launch your
YouTube
thing.
Well, that's what I mean.
A spin-off.
Like, I'd messed with him. I was like, I'm going to create my own rip-off of it. He's like, you should. And then after this episode happened, I was like, this is the perfect opportunity for me to create that spin-off. He's like, you should. I was like, alright, I'm going to do it. So I just started filming for the rest of my trip and started building the episodes while I was there.
Yeah. So. I stumbled upon it. I don't know how I did it either. I think it might have been just, I think
some Andy social Coyne media maybe
had watched it. And I've gone, oh shit, he's done one. Like, watch the first two.
Yeah, very
back
good.
To back. What is it, just for people to...
It's called Dream Scheme. So the idea is like, I'm trying to pursue the dream of living my own trophy life because I couldn't steal Elliot's. So I'm like, well, I need my own. So I'm coming up with a scheme so that I can live the dream, essentially. Mm. And it's just, yeah, my trip through America trying to do what I need to do to make that the thing, really. So
describe the character, because like he has no really social or moral boundaries. He just doesn't really.
No, that's me. That's a loose cannon.
That's just me.
It's just a compartmentalized version of myself. High energy, much mischief, stir trouble. Mm. Like the old Stone Cold show, arrive, raise hell, leave kind of thing. But maybe don't leave, stay and watch the watch the hell unfold to a degree.
Yeah, I think I told you, it's the closest thing I've seen to like what I would imagine Loki being.
Yep.
Like, especially just that very start of the Sexton episode.
The popping around stuff.
It was like something from Looney Tunes in real life. Yep. And that lost me straight away.
Yes, good. Like movements, little things like that, I think, can help just solidify. Little mannerisms like that can individualize a character. And I mean, I look to characters like Loki for inspiration, and like Jim Carrey in general, but in particular the mask. Where he's used, it's the Loki mask.
Yes.
Characters like the Joker, he's a lot more sinister than I am, but like I still look to that kind of stuff as
but
well.
That's also something you can explore if you want to go dark.
For sure. So like, I don't want to rip anything off, because you never want to be a carbon copy of something. You don't want people to be like, oh, he's just that. I want to be my own sort of thing. You can draw inspiration of, like, I draw from that, from this, just from my own personality. And then I just do what I do to try and bring it to life.
Mm. So what's going on with PWN? Are you going from strength to strength now?
Yeah, man, things have been going fantastic. Ever since we sort of adopted the black label side of things and moved towards sort of, you know, more adult targeted product.
Are you doing the both?
At the moment, not really. Everything we're doing now has just been based out of Max Watts in the Entertainment Quarter in Sydney. And it's a gig venue. You know, you walk in and straight away you have that vibe. Yep, I'm out to have a drink, to have a good night. I'm not listening to, when people enter, maybe some rock and roll.
Yeah.
But you just get into that mood straight away. Yeah, so you're already vibed up. Just being there in the presence of the room. And now because it's a bit grittier, it's a bit more, you know, we're not so hokey family. The crowd can just get into it, have a drink, laugh, swear, do this and that, and have a good time with it. We may still every now and then, I'm not entirely sure exactly what the full vision is. Yep. We have said that we'll probably still do the regular shows, potentially called Green Label, we're not sure yet. Where it's more family friendly at other venues. We've started looking towards doing like rookie based shows for our fresher students,
like
and stuff.
A gym sort of show,
kind of thing, a little bit like that. Doing stuff like that to give some of our newer students a chance to kind of perform.
Ready to come through to
because
it's gotta be hard to crack that.
Like, it is. It's very hard. Like as it is, it's hard to find spots on every show for all the guys and girls we have, because we're very fortunate to have so many hardworking, talented young people. And then there's just like we've got a good 10 at least that are already pushing their limit, plus you know dozens more that are training and working their butts off. So it's a pretty exciting time. And moving forward, we're just going to keep trying to traject ourselves in the same direction and try to keep the hype higher. Like there's just the boom that we seem to be pushing into right now is the most exciting thing. Yeah. Robbie and I have said for years we want to make here a place. We don't want to have to leave our home, you know?
Yeah.
We don't want to have to, like, travel around the world to try and, you know, etch your name into recognition. Like, the UK did it. Now people can become stars without leaving the UK. And then they can travel and people already know who they are and want to see them.
Yeah.
That's what we want here, you know? To be able to develop your name here and the world already starts to get to know who you are and say, oh, we really want to bring this guy, this girl overseas so that we can check them out.
Mm. And luckily nowadays with technology being, the world is so much smaller. Everyone... People in the UK and America can
all watch each other's stuff. God bless the internet.
PWA and WMCW. You know what I mean? That's amazing.
It's
that can happen now.
The internet, and then just kind of the boom of indies in general over the last sort of maybe 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I've just seen a rise in popularity of it. Like, I remember when I was young, I only ever used to watch WWE. You know, that's all I kind of really knew. And then you kind of get exposed to this other world, and it seems to have been gaining so much popularity. And now look where we are.
Yeah, I'm a lot older, but the only thing I used to have was WWF.
Yeah.
And then I think I went to the library, and they used to have The Wrestler and Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Yeah, right.
And I started reading up on NWA and WCCW and all that sort of stuff. And then that's when I got into sort of tape trading.
Okay, yeah.
And that's
awesome.
How I found a lot of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so much easier for guys nowadays to do it. And you've got to be so proud that the hashtag.
Man, I'm super happy. Like, that's exactly what I wanted. Like, I was like, this... Because I spoke to Robbie and a few others, and I was like, what do you think? Is this super hokey because I'm using a hashtag? And he's like, nah, man, I think the idea of the message works. And I mean, hashtags being the kind of millennial crap that they are, I try not to let that hinder it. Like, the idea is that it creates a hub.
Mm.
It creates a message and something that we can all get behind as a unified front and put it forward. And when people see that hashtag, it gives them somewhere to, something to click on and somewhere to go.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's kind of, as I said, a hub to branch out and start finding other things. So not only does it say kind of the intent, but then it brings people together, and then we can start sharing audiences. We can start trying to reach new audiences. When people travel, when they use it, instead of just getting themselves over, which is great, we want that. Yeah, we want exactly. people to get themselves over. We also want to channel those new viewers and those new followers and new fans that they get back over here so that we can share that success
yes.
With the place that we've grown in. So many people are like, oh, you know, I don't want to be a big fish in a small pond. Well, why don't go to the big pond? Make, grow your own fucking exactly. pond.
Dig the pond a little bigger.
That's it, man. Grab a shovel.
Yeah. Get all your socials, your YouTube, because we haven't got much time here.
Yes.
You've got to go out. I want to thank you so much for coming on.
No, man, thank you for having me.
And next time you're up, we'll do a
video. Hell yeah, I'd love to. I would love to. Hopefully, I've got more stories and more things we can chat about between now and then.
But get all your socials and everything.
So, personally, you can follow all my socials. It's Full Rapscallion, as in FULL, as in complete. Full Rapscallion, that's on Twitter and Instagram.
I like how you say that, but you don't tell them how to spell Rapscallion.
Yeah, come on, Rapscallion. Full might sound like fool, as in like he's silly. So that kind of messes people around. And then, I mean, just search Mick Meridi on Facebook, you'll find my page on there. And then the brand I'm trying to build is called Defiety, D-E-F-I-E-T-Y. I'd love to go more into that next time if you're interested. Yes, basically, definitely. I just want to explore the world in a weird little entertainment brand. Being the performer that I am, why not?
Yes.
Why not explore things a little bit and have a bit of fun with
exactly.
it?
After I put up this episode, I'll also put up the YouTube episode.
Yes, please.
As well.
Yeah.
Because seriously, people, you need to watch these shows. It's just
I hope they're so entertaining.
They're so entertaining.
I get so close to it because I'm working. Yeah. And I'm like, this is horrible. I hate it.
Yeah. It's so entertaining because you're so manic.
Good.
And it's never like
I'll take it.
Never in the one spot of this. You know what I mean? That's what I'm like. That's the hard thing. That you like that fucking the fly that you're trying to
you're trying to swat.
It's exactly like that.
I'm glad. So yeah, get on board. If you search Defiety on pretty much all the social medias, you'll find that. I do intend on upping the content. It's very entry level, so don't expect, you know, supernovas just yet. Give me some time. But yeah, get on board. Follow PWA. PWA Australia. You'll find us across the board there. Newcastle Pro Wrestling or at Newey Pro with a bunch there. Pro Wrestling League, where I am today, they're trying to do something up here in Queensland and push the envelope and try and, like, just, you know, get everyone working again, get everyone on the same side, man. Yeah. Like, the whole unified front thing, like, that's across the board.
For their first show, they
did a great job, man.
They did
like,
so well.
If we
so
can all start working together a little bit more, like,
Yeah, exactly.
You let one show be crap and a bunch of fans see it, they're gonna compile all of Australian wrestling into that one group. Whereas if we all lift each other up,
people are more likely to say, I saw a shit show,
than
say, I saw a really good show the other night.
But we don't give them any
don't
excuse
give them a
to say anything else.
Exactly.
You know, I saw this really great show, because there was nothing but.
Exactly.
Come on, guys and girls, come on! It's not hard.
Mick Brady, thank you very much.
Thank you, my man, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. World Series Wrestling. No strangers to bringing superstars onto our shores. And for the Elite Takeover Tour, there's one superstar I'm particularly interested in. Because of his speedy rise to fame. Because he's become a hype train. The Spectacular Bandido. Well, Bandido, you're riding into my home. Into my yard. Into my playground. And around here, I'm the superstar. See, I got skill, I got swagger, I got charm, I got charisma, I've got it factor. I don't need an instrument. No, you can call me the No Guitar Rock Star. It's only a matter of time until the whole world knows it. My biggest disadvantage is being isolated here in this country, in the middle of nowhere. But right now, really, I'm the main reason this country is going anywhere. You're gonna know it. You see, Bandito, you may be all of that. But I'm all of that and more. So when you come to Sydney, we're gonna play a game. And the winner, well, the winner is the real superstar.
It's now time to find out where the action is this weekend. And of course, World Series Wrestling hits Australia for this weekend. And that is going to be dominating where the action is. The World Series Wrestling Elite Takeover Tour at the Friday and Saturday night is in Victoria at the Southeastern Entertainment Centre in Ferntree Gully. Saturday is sold out, but there are still limited tickets for Friday, so get along to check that out. Sunday is in Perth at the Vasto Club, Balcatta. If you check out our Facebook page, we actually do have a competition going for double tickets for the Perth show. So get along and join that in, and we'll be drawing that on Saturday midday Perth time. So get out there and get into that competition if you do want a free double to that. As far as I know, there are very few tickets left to that Perth show, so get in there quick and get those tickets. Also, Monday, Sydney at the Prentice Pearson's Evan Theatre. There are very limited tickets for that, and there is a very good reason for that, because there is some absolute melter stars on this show. You're talking just international stars. You've got the World Series Wrestling Champion Austin Aries, Cody and Brandy Rhodes, Marty Scurll, Brian Cage, Walter, Flip Gordon, and Bandito, who is taking the spot of Joey Janela. Also, for this tour, the Aussie stars have got named here. Robbie Eagles, Adam Brooks, Slex, Damian Slater, Jonah Rock, Concrete Davison, Shazza McKenzie, Indy Harwell, the Philippe Brothers, Gavin McGavin, Streaking Hooligans, Chris Basso, Mick Moretti, Jack Bonza. Did I name enough people that will convince you to go and see these shows? Go to worldseriewrestling.com.au, I think, or .com for ticket links for that, or hit up their Facebook page. There is links to the tickets on that page, but go out there and support them. They are bringing international stars to Australia and mixing them with the Australian stars, so you are getting to see dream matches all the time for these tours. Also, around the country, in New South Wales on Friday night, Suplex Pro have Homegrown at the Tellera Bowling Club. I believe that's how you say it. Who knows? I'm not too sure. I'm not very good at pronouncing names for towns. On these shows are B-Boy Jack Payne, Jackson Spade, Lynx Lewis Jr., Tar Lee, Jake Gibson, and many more. Get your tickets for that one at moshtix.com.au. That is Saturday night at the Tellera Bowling Club for Suplex Pro. Also in Perth, and I think it's the last one we have for around the country, on Saturday night, AAW and Schwa at Hall's Head. They're doing a joint show at the Hall's Head Rec Centre. Tickets for that one at perthwrestlingtickets.bigcartel.com. Go out there and support them. Really trying to turn things around for AAW especially. And Schwa has always been a quality product for years. So go out and support them. If you've got nothing to do on a Saturday night, go out and support local pro wrestling. And remember, any promotions that want their show mentioned here on Where the Action Is, hit us up on our Facebook or email me at WrestleRadioAustraliaTodd@gmail.com, and we'll mention you on an upcoming episode, or book me and I'll definitely mention you, because that's what I do. And that's where the action is this weekend around the country.
People say having an opinion is like having a penis. It's really great for you, but you shouldn't share it around. That's exactly what we don't do. We share it all about the internet, and in fact, we advertise it on other people's podcasts so that they can go and enjoy it as well. Am I talking about penises, or am I talking about opinions on film? To find out, you'll have to go to our website, secondtakepodcast.com, or find Second Take Podcast on your podcatcher of choice.
And that wraps us up for this episode of Wrestle Radio Australia. Once again, big thanks to my guest, Mick Moretti, taking his time out on the night. It was a busy night, and he'd just gone through a hellacious ladder match. So to sit down for me for 15, 20 minutes and have a chat is, really big thanks to the guy. Do follow him. Also follow his YouTube page, his YouTube channel, sorry, and his Facebook page, so you can catch up on everything Mick Moretti is doing in PWA, Nui Pro, World Series Wrestling. You name it, the guy is everywhere. Also, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to WRA. It's free, and you can do it on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcast from. If you do stop by iTunes, give us a rating and review while you're there. Give us a 5-star. It helps us get inside more ears. Share the show. Spread the word about professional wrestling in this country. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Wrestle Radio Australia, and on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU, or me personally at Beast Eastman. Remember, we have our shirts up on Redbubble. Any profits from these shirts getting sold will be going to Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life, who support men's health, which is what we endeavour to support here at WRA with the whole episode we did. And I don't need to tell you, I tell you every week about this stuff. You know how passionate I am about men's health and really trying to get men to talk about stuff instead of bottling it up and doing something that not only hurts themselves but hurts their whole families. So yeah, get out, buy a WRA t-shirt. Not only does it help support Wrestle Radio Australia here and help us get the word out about professional wrestling in this country, it also helps a good cause in Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life and supporting men's health. Also, remember, hit the Facebook page up, Wrestle Radio Australia, and check out our competition for Doubles 2, the Perth World Series Wrestling Elite Takeover Tour show. Just follow the instructions we have on there. I did make a bit of an error where originally I was like... go to the iTunes, give us a 5-star, give us a rating, review, screenshot that, but basically just share the show. If you can share the show, screenshot that you've shared the show, put that on our Facebook page, you'll be in the running to go to the Perth show for World Series Wrestling Elite Takeover Tour. Get out there, and a big thanks to World Series Wrestling for giving us these tickets to give away. Didn't have to do it, and I'm really, really thankful for them doing their part, helping people that are helping Australian wrestling. And to take it home, Promoland is one of the best promos in the country. Gavin McGavin talking about his matchup upcoming with Katie Trey at RCW Battle for Supremacy. Really good promo. And that'll do us for this week here at Wrestle Radio Australia. We'll see you next week. I'm Todd Eastman. Have a good one.
Katie Trey, you are one lucky young mutt. Do you realize you are the first person in history to get a shot at this, the EPW Championship, without actually setting foot inside an EPW ring? Now, maybe I gave you a shot at this because you're talented, because you are. You're a talented young man. And maybe I gave a shot to you because at Riot City Rumble, you beat a champion in Matty Wahlberg. Nah. And the reason I gave you were shot, Katie Trey, is because you disrespected me. Because you disrespected this championship, the championship in Australian wrestling. When you bit me right on the finger, mate. That's not real wrestling. This is real wrestling. This place I am standing in, the Explosive Professional Wrestling School of professional wrestling, where we teach people to love the art of pro wrestling, is real wrestling. And I want you to have a shot at the most important title in this entire country, because I want there to be something for you to lose other than just the match. I want it to hurt. I want you to know that you almost had something before I took it away from you. I want to embarrass you. I want to hurt you. I want to put you down like the little bitch you are.